Week one of the NFL season always has the most actionable information for fantasy managers. While we may have opinions on expected player usage going into the season, our expectations should shift with new data. I'm here to share some of the most important trends that impact IDP player value. I'm Evan Ronda, the host of the IDP Game Theory podcast. I'm also the contributor for the IDP show, the IDP After Show, and footballguys.com. If this is your first time with me this season, I'm so glad to have you. I will be breaking down the major IDP trends after every single week of the NFL season, and I'm so happy that you're joining me this season. So let's jump right into our first trend. Minnesota linebacker Ivan Pace played above Brian Asamoah, 68% of snaps to 3% of snaps. Pace earned a 12% tackle efficiency, which was significantly better than teammate Jordan Hicks' 5% rate. Pace should be one of the hottest IDP waiver ads this week. Buffalo linebacker Terrell Bernard played 100% of defensive snaps in Week 1. One of my favorite players of the offseason finally got his chance to start, and he showed out with a 21% tackle efficiency while playing alongside Matt Milano. If he's available in your league, add him and start him if needed. The linebacker and second safety position in Pittsburgh is a mess for now. Cole Holcomb played 78% of snaps, followed by 69% from Quan Alexander and 43% from Elandon Roberts. Managers should exercise caution before starting any of these players. Meanwhile, at safety, Minka Fitzpatrick was the only Steeler to play 100% of defensive snaps and played 47% in the sweet spot. He played there only 30% of the time last season. This looks like an upgrade for Fitzpatrick if he continues this usage. Behind him, DeMonte KZ and Keanu Neal split time. Mike Tomlin does not care about your fantasy team. Oh yeah, TJ Watt is so back. The Cleveland linebacker situation is still gross. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah led the position group with a 77% snap share. Anthony Walker played 59% and rotated with Sione Takitaki, who played the other 41%. JOK is the only Cleveland linebacker that can be somewhat reliably started for now. Safety Grant Delpit is the tackle machine you want in this defense. Jordan Brooks is not human. Just 8 months after ACL surgery, he started, played 64% of snaps, and earned a 23% tackle efficiency. He's only going to get better as his playing time increases. Devin Bush can be dropped in shallower formats. Christian Roseboom is the number two linebacker for the Rams. Roseboom played 68% of snaps and earned an 18% tackle efficiency rate. He should be rostered in most formats, but only started in deeper ones. Miami linebacker Andrew Van Ginkel played more snaps than David Long Jr., 64% versus 21%. Van Ginkel earned a 10% tackle efficiency rate, which should regress positively. Both safeties had above expectation games, and once that levels out, the linebackers should score more points in future weeks. Jack Gibbons is the linebacker 2 in Tennessee. Gibbons played 65% of snaps and earned a 17% tackle efficiency. While his Week 1 production will likely regress and fluctuate throughout the season, he is a player managers in moderately deep leagues need to add if he's still available. Lavonte David suffered a concussion late in the Buccaneers' victory. While he only missed 3 snaps, it appears that rookie linebacker Servacier Dennis is in line to replace him should he miss time. Devin White and Lavonte David combined for a 16% tackle efficiency, as this defense has been known for producing productive IDP linebackers. If David misses time, Dennis should be a viable fantasy starter. Cody Barton outsnapped Jamin Davis, 100% to 65%. Davis had an almost 10% higher tackle rate, but this should even out a bit. Managers should be hesitant to trust either player as it appears their tackle floor is lower than desirable. In deeper leagues, they will be necessary starting options, however. Denzel Perryman is the only full-time linebacker in Houston. Perryman earned an 18% tackle efficiency rate, which is incredibly high, but not uncommon coming from him. Meanwhile, Christian Harris played 72% with a tackle efficiency of 13%. Still startable in deeper formats, but worrisome for shallower leagues. Philadelphia safety Reed Blankenship played a full-time role. Blankenship overcame the addition of Terrell Edmonds and Sidney Brown and remains a starter in 2023. He played 18% of his snaps in the sweet spot and earned a 14% tackle efficiency. Surprisingly, neither Edmonds nor Brown started opposite him, but instead it was Justin Evans. Also, linebacker N'Kobe Dean was injured and is expected to miss a month. Christian Ellis will replace him in the meantime unless Rashawn Evans starts over him. Kayvon Wallace is the strong safety in Arizona. Wallace played all but one snap with a 51% sweet spot rate, earning a tackle on 10% of his snaps. Jalen Thompson is the slot corner now, which is a slight downgrade for him, but he is still startable in deeper leagues. And the final trend of the day, Brian Cook is the starting free safety in Kansas City, not Mike Edwards. He played every snap, and about 20% of them were in the sweet spot, earning a 9.8% tackle efficiency rate. Linebacker Drew Tranquil, on the other hand, was a minimal participant and can be dropped in shallower formats. And that's it for this week's episode of the IDP Game Theory Podcast. If you want to catch more of this kind of content, I would encourage you to go listen to the IDP Show wherever you listen to your podcasts, as me and my best friend Jake Colhagen will be previewing every single week, and I'll have the opportunity to get deeper into these trends and so many more that I did not get to talk about. Also, if you have questions regarding any of the stats that I provided on the show today, or any other players that I didn't get to, reach out to me on X or Twitter at IDPEvan, or on Instagram, also at IDPEvan. Thanks so much for listening to the show this week. I will catch you next week, and in the meantime, peace out.